As regards Webster, the same critic observed that his plays are an agonist search for moral order in this uncertain and chaotic world of Jacobean skepticism, gloom, and pessimism. This skepticism led the Jacobean is of spiritual vacuity and despair. The courtier in particular became voluptuous cynic, but this voluptuousness was not without the agonizing sense of melancholy arising simply from the prospect of human mortality without any Christian consolation regarding the future. Theme of death, time, and mutability engaged the attention of most writers, and the tragedies of Jacobean period too are exhibitive of what Ribner calls a spirit of negation and disillusion, despair and spiritual no confidence. Shakespeare tragedy does give rise to the feeling of pity and fear and even awe, but it does not create any pessimistic feeling. There are death and destructions, no doubt, but the human spirit rises phoenix-like from the pyre with a new resplendent glory. But this kind of resurging feeling is absent from Jacobean tragedy. All that happens in it is quite earthly, lacking the spiritual dimension of Hamlet, and still less and much Webster cosmic dimension of Lear. The skepticism, gloom, despair, and pessimism of the age are thus reflected by its tragedy also. Melodramatic sensationalism. The English have always had, in spite of the long line of critics from Sidney to Dryden to Addison or to Dr. Johnson, a taste for crude and melodramatic sensationalism, generally for the kind of physical violence and bloodshed even Elizabethan dramatists, including Shakespeare, could not do without catering to the popular taste of by introducing into their tragedies a large number of murders and scenes of violence. They might have been partly influenced by the tradition of Senecan revenge tragedy, but the popular taste for the blood and thunder was also a decaying factor. Considered from the point of view of a story alone, such plays as Marlowe's Thumberland and Jew of Malta, Shakespeare's Hamlet, and Keats and Spanish tragedy are all melodramas. But their melodramatic nature does not force itself on the eyes or the ear, thanks to rare poetic power which sustain them in the higher region. But the same is not true of the Jacobean melodramatic tragedies. With the departure or decay of the poetic power, they have not much left to recommend themselves to us. Most of the tragedies of the age only succeed in covering the stage in the last act with a virtual rivulet of blood so revolting to the refined eye. Sentimentalism. On the other side of the scale of this artless and unthinking bloodshed was the Jacobean tendency toward sentimentalism. To quote Alardis Nicole, Alardyce, in Narottama, there is apparent in the audience of the 17th century an increasing love of pathos and of what may be called sentimentalism. Narottama close. The pathos sought to be created by Jacobean dramatists is generally of the artificial kind. But some plays, such as Havard's A Woman Killed with Kindness, contain some real pathetic scene. The death scene of the Duchess is Webster, the Duchess of Malfi, is one of the superb examples of pathos in the whole range of English literature, but such scenes are more or the nature or an exception than a rule. The pathos of Lear's or Cordelia's Edward II, death is seldom captured by a Jacobean dramatist. Aldous Nicol observed about these dramatists: the dramatists employ every mean estimate as well as legitimate, to stir the emotion of the spectator and to present before them something the novel of novelty. Satire and realism. The Jacobean is brought into a new kind of realistic and satiric comedy aimed at the exposure of London life and manner and the vices and the follies of the time. The exposure was effected for the purpose of correction through satire and ridicule. We find comedy writers like Ben Jonson and Marston holding the mirror of their age and laughing the fool of the Londoner. Their play are quite realistic with real London as their background. They do not transport us to the fairyland atmosphere of the romantic comedy such as You Like It or A Midsummer Night Dream. What they give us in a much more direct criticism of life. Ben Jonson was quite articulate about his aim. I will strip the race fullest of the time, necked as their worth, and with a weep of steel, print winding glasses in their iron reaps. Master and Ben Jonson were engaged in what is known as the War of Cheaters, and wrote stinging satire against each other. The humor of Jacobean comedy was no longer the genial, pukish, fresh and refreshed humor of Shakespeare's comedies, but the bitter and satirical humor which always arises from dramatic aims. Poor characterization. Jacobean drama suffered descendants in the all-important field of characterization. It could not boast of the character of the structure and psychological complexity of Shakespeare's Lear or Hamlet, or even Marlowe's Dr. Faustus. Jacobean dramatists relied the dramatic effect more on the situation than on the character. In the field of comedy, the Jacobean is present conventional and wooden type, as for instance Ben Jonson humor. In the field of tragedy, we have again some highly conventional and recurring character, such as to use the word of Nicole and headstrong monarch, the lustful tyrant and the predetermined hero, often a husband, and with him the inevitable heroine, either signing or signed against. There is the faithful friend of the hero. Again, there are, say, Nicole, sudden and wholly unpsychological revolution of character which mar the majority of these dramas, and we realize that there could be no possible delving into the depth of personality such as we find in Shakespeare. Poor poetry. Poetical Jacobean drama is much less rich than Elizabethan drama. The passionate lyricism of Shakespeare and grandeur of Marlowe's mighty line become thing of the past. Rhetorical devices took the place of true poetry. In Ben Jonson's tragedy, Catiline or the Sejanus, there is more of oratory than poetry. Playwrights such as Dacres, Heywood and Turnier handled blank verse quite loosely, nor could they breathe into that pleasant life and the poetic beauty which constitute an overwhelming proportion of the pleasure we derive from Elizabethan drama. The topic Jacobean drama over.